On this student spotlight, Al-Qaeda may be exploiting a weakness in an African state in crisis. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Sarah Harmouche, doctoral candidate in justice, law, and criminology at American University, explores how.
Recent research highlights a worrying trend in Sudan, the potential for Al-Qaeda to gain a strong foothold amid ongoing civil strife. Sudan's turbulent history and strategic location make it a prime target for such terrorist groups. Sudan's trouble began in 1989, when Omar al-Bashir took power, aligning with radical Islamist ideologies and sheltering Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden. Despite bin Laden's expulsion in 1996, his influence lingered, and al-Bashir's regime continued to support extremist activities. Notably, he backed the Janjaweed militia, responsible for the Darfur genocide. Later, rebranded as the Rapid Support Forces, the RSF, led by Mohamed Hamdan Hamadi Dagalo, the group has maintained brutal tactics, exacerbating the current conflict. In April 2023, civil war erupted between the Sudanese armed forces and the paramilitary RSF, creating chaos that terrorist groups thrive on. The RSF, with its violent history and ties to al-Bashir's regimes, is consolidating control in strategic areas, creating a power vacuum that al-Qaeda is eager to fill. Al-Qaeda's interest in Sudan is not new. Bin Laden saw it as a vital operational base for global jihad. Al-Qaeda's renewed focus on Sudan underscores the region's potential as a launchpad for orchestrating attacks on the U.S. and its allies. If Al-Qaeda establishes a stronghold in Sudan, it could leverage the country's rich resources, including oil and gold, to enhance its capabilities. This could exacerbate regional conflicts, threaten crucial trade routes, and lead to broader geopolitical unrest. The potential resurgence of Al-Qaeda in Sudan poses a significant threat to global security.
That was Sarah Harmouche of American University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.